The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
The last 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic have made it evident that uncertainties will always find a way to get into our lives no matter how well prepared we are. It is enough to make people realize that everyone is more exposed and vulnerable to deteriorating diseases irrespective of their ages. Thus, knowing how expensive hospitalization and treatments are, it is wise to buy health insurance policy and to understand the role of hospitals, which play a crucial part in settling claims. Hello and welcome to Why Not Mint Money. I'm Navneet Dubey from the Mint Money team. Today we have Manish Jaloka, who is the President and Chief Strategist of Probus Insurance Broker Private Limited. He will tell us why we should not ignore the importance of network hospitals when buying a health insurance policy. So my first question to you is, how does network hospital work?
Hello Navneet. Thank you for having me on the show. Hospitals that are mentioned in the policy agreement while buying the plan from the insurer are termed as network hospitals. If the insured is hospitalized in such hospitals during any medical emergency, he or she need not pay from his or her own pocket. The cashless claim facility would take care of the medical expenses incurred for the treatment of the illness. Of course, in certain cases, there could be exceptions for certain diseases where the insured would have to do the partial or complete payment. But such details would be mentioned in the policy document under the exclusion section. And one is sincerely advised to go through this particular section while buying a policy. Another perk of going with such network hospitals is that you need not worry about the waiting period or for any excessive documentation process, which otherwise would be the case for non-network hospitals.
Okay, so my second question to you is, how these network hospitals are different from non-network hospitals?
Talking about the differences between network and non-network hospitals, the insured can avail the cashless claim service from network hospitals only, and there is no waiting period linked to such claims. Also, it saves one from the tiring process of submission of documents, bills, etc., which otherwise would be mandated during the reimbursement process. Whereas the hospitals which do not fall under the list of network hospitals or are not mentioned in the agreement are termed as non-network hospitals. They do not possess the benefits of cashless claim process and requires the insured to pay from his or her own pocket and then later get the amount reimbursed from the insurer. Therefore, it is highly suggested to look for network hospitals while buying a health insurance plan, as it saves you from all the hassles. One should only opt for non-network hospitals if the required treatment is not available in any one of the network ones.
My last question to you is, how do network hospitals affect health claims?
The insurers have tie-ups with specific health providers, and they appoint those as the network hospitals to ensure cashless claims for their policyholders. The insured need not pay a penny to the hospitals in case of hospitalizations during medical emergencies when they get admitted to those network hospitals. There could be exceptions, as I mentioned earlier, for certain treatments as per your plan. The medical expenses are usually reasonable for such services, as the hospitals get an increased number of patients owing to the insurer. And this is not the case for non-network hospitals, as the insured is ought to pay the entire treatment expenses and then later get a reimbursement by submitting all the documents collected during discharge. This process usually comes with a waiting period of 10 to 15 days, whereas the insurer verifies the submitted documents and then approves the claim if everything looks good.
Thank you, Manish, and thank you, listeners, for listening to Why Not Mint Money.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.